McGraw in the Morning continues on the Big 550 KTRS.
So on Monday, Dick Weiss, our media critic, was on to the show and took a swipe at our Friday guest, Deb Peterson, gossip columnist extraordinaire with the Big Five, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can read her at stltoday.com/schmooze, also in the hard copy. Deb, good morning this morning.
Good morning, McGraw. How are you?
What's this fight going on between you and Dick Weiss?
Well, I have to say, first off, I thought you would have defended me, knowing what you know about the news business, because that was an unmitigated attack by, and an unwarranted attack by Dick Weiss, who, I might add, I introduced you to.
Yes.
Who probably wouldn't be on your show if I hadn't gone to bat for him, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So I write about the St. Louis Beacon having a party at which patrons will pay $750 and, I don't know, while their desk $500 or some figures like that. And I said it reminded me of the Washington Post party where they were holding salons and it cost you money to attend. I didn't say they were the same thing. I didn't say, you know, this was guaranteed access, buy yourself a pail. I said this is what's happening. It's a lot less money. They were paying like $2,500 or more in Washington. But it did remind me of that, and I think that's a very perfectly fair comparison. And Weiss says something about how I must be doing this at the behest of my editors to please them or something. Absolutely. And I will tell you, I think he knows darn well that is not how the news business works. He was my editor for many, many years. We couldn't plan a conspiracy if somebody held guns to our heads. That's not what we do. So the idea that they ask me, first of all, they don't even, you know, I mean, what the St. Louis Beacon does is very different than what we do. I referred to them as competitors. That was being very generous. They are not competing with us. They don't have, you know, the kind of readership online that we have. However, this is a murky area, and I think that that readers should know that people at the St. Louis Beacon, they are buddies with the people they're supposedly writing about. We try not to be. We maintain the standards of journalism that used to be very viable, in which you're separated from your sources. We don't hold parties and ask them to pay money so that, you know, if Joe Manis writes about Rex Sinkfield, he's going to be at their party. So I think that it was a very honest and fair comparison, and I think for him to take these swipes is ridiculous.
Okay, now
there you go.
Back up a second. I'm not getting in the middle of this fight.
You go get in the middle. It's always fun to have you in the middle.
Okay, so your column, your blog, your column, mm-hmm. what you wrote, you inferred or implied that the Beacon was doing something similar to what the Washington Post did, and the Washington Post had to backtrack from what they did and change their whole MO because they received so much criticism for people donating money mm-hmm. to be able to have a conversation with some of their reporters and columnists.
Right.
So the Beacon holds a fundraiser in which they bring in a opera star mm-hmm. in which you can, for a donation to the Beacon, meet and hobnob with this opera star.
And with the Beacon staff.
And you made the direct correlation between something that the Washington Post was criticized vehemently over was the same thing the Beacon was doing.
I didn't say the same thing. I said it reminded me of it, and it does remind me of it, and I think it is very similar. That you can come in and hobnob with your local reporting staff. Now, I grant them the fact that they have a different funding model. It is a not-for-profit, and these people are already on their board or funding sources. Therefore, they do have a fiduciary relationship with them. I think that readers should know that that's the case and judge your reading accordingly. Are you going to write nasty things about Emily Pulitzer if she's the main source of people who fund you? Probably not.
Well, when the Post was part owner of the St. Louis Cardinals, you know, could they have written about the Cardinals?
I think absolutely, and I think it was brought up routinely in the newsroom that the reporters didn't like the relationship and felt that it was not appropriate. And at some point, they did sell the ownership interest in the Cardinals. It was a very tiny, tiny amount. We were never told, don't say anything bad about the Cardinals. It was much less. And I doubt that the Beacon is saying, don't say anything bad about, XYZ person. But the fact is, the relationship remains. And in an era in which people are struggling, newspapers are struggling mightily to tell you why we have value, this is one of the things that I think is important. And I think that kind of a funding model, while a worthy experiment, is something that is yet to be proven in terms of its value.
Did you hear Dick Weiss criticize your...
Yeah.
You did hear that.
Yes.
Was this a topic of conversation in the newsroom?
People were, I would tell you, amused. They thought that he was absolutely being phony, to be very honest with you.
Really?
That he was... Yeah, he knows that's not how things work. Why would he possibly say something as ridiculous as what he said, except to be nasty? And he really has no reason to be nasty to me. I had a very nice exchange with the editor of the Beacon, Margaret Freivogel, who asked me if I would want to revisit this and think about it in terms of their efforts to just have fun and thank their funders. And I said, nope, because, I really think then I would be forced to point out some of the more conflicting relationships that your staff people have with your funding sources. So, no, I won't be revisiting it, but I did pass her letter on to the letters to the editor, Jamie Riley.
Sounds to me like it's a good old-fashioned media fight to me.
It would be nice if it were. So far, it's been Dick Weiss beating me up and you letting him.
I don't tell people what to say on this show.
This is very true. You just let them come on and say whatever they want, and that was proof positive. So I just want to set the record straight that I am not in the least bit, I'm not retracting what I wrote. I'm not apologizing for what I wrote. I thought it was very fair. I bent over backward to be polite about it. I complimented them. The fact remains, these are people we would like to think that they write about online in an impartial way, but I think they have very close relationships, and this was a way of pointing it out. And maybe nobody has a problem with that, and they will read them online and whatever and go for it, and you just ought to know these things. And it is, as you are well aware, we are trying to all the time these days explain to readers what it is that we do that sets us apart. And that is yet another example that by remaining free, I've never in my life been told to write something because we had an advertiser who wanted it.
But hold on a second. It's certainly understandable. But when you say when they're funded by Emily Pulitzer, how can they write objectively about something she is involved in? Well, she also used to own your newspaper.
And she came up to me when I got my job and said to me, one thing I'd like you to know, Deb, is that you are never to put my name in your column. And I said, okay, I guess I've gotten my marching orders. And I still, even though she no longer owns us, I try very hard not to put her name in my column to this day. There you have it.
Fair enough. All right, Deb, we're out of time. But
we're already out of time.
Yes, but tune in Monday and hear Dick Weiss's rebuttal to your rebuttal.
Why don't you just steer? He spends a lot of time beating up on the Post-Dispatch, and that is getting old. I think you ought to steer him to another topic.
He's a media critic.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Deb Peterson, have a good weekend, my friend. STLtoday.com/schmooze. Also in the hard copy, she is loaded for bear. Tune in Monday. We'll see what Dick has to say.